Good morning, everyone. Tuesday, March 28th. Big Sports Breakfast, Sky Sports Radio, and a very good morning to you wherever and however you are listening. And we got a very special guest co-host today. We've given Pup the day off after he had his pop's funeral yesterday. Thinking of the pupster, he'll be back tomorrow. But in fact, I'll just give him a portent of what is to come this morning with this text, which came very late, obviously, yesterday morning. Up the Knights, get that up your daily. Been bagging us Novocastrians ever since you were working with TK. Great game from the superstar Whiten. Josh Reynolds, morning to you, mate.
Morning, Meadow. How are you, mate?
Great to have you here, legend. So get ready, mate. Have you got the... Well, I know you don't wear headgear. Yeah. Maybe shoot a border today.
Yeah, I don't mind Newcastle, though. So, old mate, you might not... What's going on those years? Not really into the Novocastrians.
Oh, they all think I hate them.
Yeah, the Sharks fans think you hate them too, don't they?
Yeah, they do, mate. Yeah. It's just one of these hazards with the job, mate. Yeah, okay. You know, you just got to talk about the team sometimes. Sometimes you praise them, sometimes you're critical of them.
Yep.
But that's okay. Everyone deserves to have an opinion, and that's what our show's about.
Very true.
Good morning to you, by the way, Joshy. How'd you pull up after Sunday?
Yeah, I'm good. Good, thanks, mate. Yeah, the first of all, I didn't play the whole game. I think I played about 70-ish minutes. Mix it up. I started in the halves. Sarah wanted to see me a little bit in the middle too, just in case I need to fill a role there. Very very different in the middle. They call it the washing machine.
The washing machine. I could only imagine. So, I switched it on early and I saw you running around, set up a couple of tries.
Yeah, no, it was good, mate. I was pretty happy with... probably my attack, but my D was a little bit off, I think, especially in the middle. It's just a little bit, like, as we said, a bit different. You know, you have to be third man in a lot and come back into the middle, then come up. And I suppose I feel you have to connect a lot with the guys next to you, just because, well, especially for me, because I'm not that big and I don't want to go up by myself when you got the big boppers running at you. So, yeah, I actually enjoyed it, but it is a challenge.
Bit of ball playing too. I saw you dig into the line there and a nice round the corner pass. You're like Arthur Beetson.
Yeah, Sonny Bill's been coming in a bit, mate. He's been showing me a couple of tricks. But yeah, no, it's been a little bit frustrating because, once again, I played one game and then had, you know, two or three off. But fingers crossed, that's the last of it for this year.
And your chances this week, they're playing the Cowboys, the Dogs. New Brown's out, dislocated elbow. So what, up to 6 weeks. So potentially an opportunity, if you've been told yet, whether you could be in the 17 this week.
Yeah, no, it was so unfortunate for New because it was probably his best game. He'd come out and he really got the boys on the front foot. And it was actually quite bad. He went to hospital and they couldn't get his elbow back in. Oh. So a few of the boys were sort of texting him and... they eventually got it back in and they put him straight in a car. So, yeah, not looking good for New. But, no, Cyril hasn't. He sort of said he's just got to have a think about the team dynamic. Maybe we're losing some middle forwards now. It is really hard because, you know, when you lose a bit of size up front and you sort of want to go forward, it is a bit tough. You might have to change the way you play a little bit. So, I don't know yet, but, you know, I did play a bit in the middle on the weekend, and you know, if Ciro did call me up, mate, I'd be raring to go. And we've got another. You know, there's no easy game. We play the Cowboys. You know, who found some form on the weekend, and yeah, they've got a couple of big middle forwards.
Any troops coming back soon?
Frank Pelle. He had a bit of concussion. Hopefully he'll be back. He's a fairly big fella.
Tavita and Luke Thompson.
Tavita's still a while away, Loz. Yeah. Tomo's they diagnosed him at first really bad, but I think it's not too bad now.
Yeah.
He was still a while away though, Loz. He's still in the boot and hobbling around. So yeah, I think we still got a little while, Loz, but at the same time, as you've seen on the weekend, the boys were so close, not very far off. And so we done a little bit of review yesterday just before we left, and Sarah sort of just mentioned probably a couple of opportunities that we missed in the last 10 minutes. The main thing I took out of the review was probably just to go after the game a little bit more. When there was 10 minutes to go, he felt that, you know, there was some chances there where we sort of just, probably didn't go after them as much as we wanted. So
conservative or more so not taking the opportunities because you didn't see them?
No, it's not. It's more, you're probably a little bit conservative, I think, Loz. Well, there was one case, I don't know if you watched the game, but Ryan Sutton, he was held up within inches of the try line, and you know, that's just little detail things, the way to roll in, way to roll into the line, and yeah, I think it, you know, a couple of the boys put their hand up for a couple of, you know, probably wrong times to take the line on and things like that, but that's all just learning, Loz, isn't it? You know, like speaking about the connection between each other, and yeah, I think as a team, we just got to, you know, when the game is on the line, know that we got to take that chance, as Sean Johnson did, you know, dummy show and go and scored under the post. So, yeah, it's a learning curve for us, but we're definitely...
And that's a no-no where he had the show and go in the middle of the field.
Yeah,
it's
look...
It's a real no-no, isn't it?
It is, but it is a hard one, isn't it? You know, it's so late in the game and, you know, Sean wasn't necessarily taking on the line at all that game. He was sort of just delivering and kicking... That's the one thing I'll give him. He kicked us off the park. I think he kicked for about 700 metres, which is huge. And he did have a good game. But, yeah, the good players step up in the crucial moments, Loz, and he did, unfortunately.
Were you robbed? Should it have been a penalty?
Look, I don't think so, I'll be honest. Because it was just it was sort of late in the line.
And he was past the line, wasn't he?
He
wasn't.
Yeah.
I said the same to Middo yesterday. I thought, no. Because he actually ran through the line, if he stops in the line, there's no drama there. That's a penalty every day of the week.
100%. And I think, Loz, the only reason it looked at it is because Reed never gives up.
Yeah.
And, you know, a normal guy would just be like, oh, I got done. But because Reed had so much, he wanted to get to him so much, it actually looked like it. But then again, you see the other side of it, and they have been pulled up before because, realistically, Reed didn't get the chance, did he? And whether it was in the line or out of the line, that's the question we have with this obstruction rule all the time.
Just during the Fox commentary, Greg Alexander said the Dogs' attack at times amounted to just throwing the ball to Matt Burton and just to create something. What are your thoughts on that coming from Brandy?
Yeah, look, I can see where Brandy's coming from at times, but my answer to that is, well, Burto's an unbelievable player and we want to get him running as much as possible. You've also got quite a big figure on that side in Viliami Kikau, who we want to get the ball to as much as we can, and Paul Alamotti and Addo Carr. So, yeah, I do see where Brandy is coming from because that is our probably potent edge. But at the same time, the style we play, you know, we try not to have set-up plays, and that's rugby league these days, Loz, as you know. It's to get to somewhere to come for a big play, but Chady Randall's trying to get us into that theme of playing every play, and it might not look like a big play all the time, but what we're trying to do is sort of, you know, set them up with push to sort of come back, and it's just in that game it just went that we went to the right, and you know, Flenna was dropping off Presto, and then we were going left. Look, sometimes it might be the way. This week it might be the other way. But there's nothing at training like under sixes where we go, boys, let's get the ball to Burto. For me personally, I love when Burto gets the ball in hand because when he's running at the line with people inside and outside him, for me as a defender, a guy, I think Burto's about 95 kilos coming square at me. I don't want that. So I don't think it's necessarily a bad strike.
Yeah,
weapon.
It's just about getting the balance right. But the balance is not 50-50. The balance is 70-30 because that's their edge.
Yeah.
I mean, if I'm a defender in the opposition team, I'm more than happy if they continue to go right.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the more they keep it away from that edge, the happier I am as an opposition coach. I'll guarantee you that. So it's a bit like South Sydney. You know, they evolved and starting to play a bit more, but their left edge, most people know that that's where they're going in the past. Yeah, they've changed a little bit, but most people thought over the last couple of years that's been their strength. They still score tries. They still get there. So you've got to play to your strengths, but sometimes you do need to change it up and you've got to mix it up. But you wouldn't be playing away just for the fact that, oh, we'll play away from Burton and Kikau and Addo Carr this week because they know we're going there. If I'm happy if I'm the opposition and you don't play to them guys, because I'm thinking, geez, I'd rather defend the other side. A lot easier.
Yeah. You look at you watch Manly. Turbo swings left a lot. He rarely swings right.
Right.
But it's because, you know, you get Daly Cherry Evans, who sort of steps up sometimes on the right, and he's sort of hard to read, and he drifts across, and he hits Olawaku on those lines. It's just the way the game goes sometimes, you know. And I feel when we were back in the 2012 to 14 days, I was on the right edge with me and Jacko, and we were sort of the more run, and I'll drop Jacko or he'll hit a line, and yeah, our left side, you know, Benny Barber used to love sweeping left all the time, and it's just the way that the team does it sometimes. Yeah. I think everyone's attacked rather go right to left anyway, because that's everyone can pass better that way. So yeah.
Back page of the Daily Telegraph, serve up new technology. And this is an exclusive with the great Dean Bulldog Richie and Manly Chief Executive Tony Mestrov. Well, the calls have come to introduce technology to try and spot forward passes. This has been spoken about for a very, very long time, hasn't it? And also on the, well, yesterday, Graeme Ellerslie in his weekly address conceded, which is no shock, that the pass from Brad Parker to Josh Schuster was certainly the wrong call for it to be a forward pass. But is forward pass technology the answer? If it was, it'd be in by now. So
I just want to know how they're going to use the technology. Like forward passes. So is it during a backline play, for instance? Mm. Is it from dummy half? Are they just going to stop the game every time it travels forward? Are they going to use him in certain circumstances? Because I don't know how I'd feel.
Because even look, I know it's probably a silly comparison, but the DRS in cricket, at times, particularly with bounce, there's no way the ball is bouncing that much and to go over the stumps at times when we've seen reviews. Right. Clarkie said it for sure. And so
how quickly is it going to work?
Yeah.
If it travels minimal forward, is it just a light goes off?
Yes, or what happens. I know.
A siren goes off or someone in the earpiece of the ref and say, no, that's forward pass, pull it up.
Yeah.
And people at the ground go, oh, hang on. What's happened there? That didn't look forward. But the technology says it came out of the hands slightly forward.
Mm.
I think you'll get a lot of confusion.
It does scream, be careful what you wish for, doesn't
Yeah, it does.
Mm. Even I that was a stinker, that call.
It was really bad.
Yeah, terrible. I don't know how they got that. Like,
they got hosed.
Yeah, but I agree with you, Loz. Like, what? It's just another stoppage. And for me personally, that's the last thing the NRL want. They want fast games. You know,
yes.
Everyone wants action, non-stop, fast footy. Bringing that sort of technology in, like you said, I'm not too sure how it would work either. Like, yeah, like, can you go back three plays and say, oh, we missed that at the time, but three plays before, that was a forward pass. And what happens there?
Yeah. Or does it happen instantly? As soon as the ball travels forward, do they stop it and pull it up? I don't know. I just think there'd be a lot of stoppages, a lot of confusion, and I just think we'd probably need to be just careful what we wish for.
Mm.
That's all.
What about? Sorry.
No, go for it.
If it's like if the try's been scored, and the video ref is looking at it, because there's been some line balls, I feel, but you can never rule on a forward pass.
Yeah.
So maybe if a try's been scored or something.
Well,
like
it's hard
that.
Because you haven't got the camera in line.
Mm.
But that one there on the weekend, you could look at that and go, well, you know what? No, that's gone backwards.
Mm.
We're going to let that one go.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be just a little bit. I'd want to know more information about how it's going to be used, because I'd hate to see more stoppages in the game, and if there's a backline play and it's line ball and they pull it up and then you go and have a look at it and you still can't tell whether it's forward or it's gone backwards, yet the technology says it's gone forward.
Mm.
Like, there'll be more confusion and people will be saying, get rid of it. So,
how correct is it as well? As Mido said, I agree with you. When you're watching the cricket, some of those, the ball, there's no way they've got that. There's no way they're going over the stumps that much. There's no way.
Definitely.
So, what percentage, how correct is it?
Yeah.
Like, and, you know, obviously, you know, the machines and stuff these days, they're but I don't know. I wouldn't trust a machine. I'd rather the naked eye. I'm the same. I don't reckon you can bring something like that in.
Loz is our personal crusader against stoppages. So whenever you're gassed and desperate for a breather, it's Loz who's on his chart for stopping.
Yeah, right. No, I'm with
on
you.
The chart.
Like
you know the other one I want to see brought back? Ricky Stewart used to do with the Roosters many, many years ago is the fast line dropout because teams don't reset. Teams don't get back. And I reckon if you've got enough energy as a defending team, as soon as the ball rolls dead or you ground it, in the end goal, get the ball, get your team onside and just kick it as quickly as you possibly can. You'll find teams just not set, not ready, and you can take an advantage out of that.
But the only thing I say with that is if you've rolled a grubber into the end goal, isn't that your advantage, the attacking team?
Yeah, but if you ground it.
Oh, gotcha.
If you ground the
ball. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
You ground the ball. If they roll it out, it's your advantage because you get to tap.
Yeah.
But if you ground the ball, you've got to do a tap.
Yeah.
Tap it on the ground.
And then kick straight away.
Then kick straight away.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, it is a bit like when you do get the drop, you just sort of jog back.
Mate, everyone takes their time to because they worry about the clock and they use the clock up. But I remember Ricky used to do it with the Roosters many years ago, and it was very effective for them. Mm-hmm. I know the game's a lot faster now too, but I reckon there's a little surprise tactic there.
Mm. On the text line, morning boys, forward passes. Why can't they make it black and white? If you catch the ball in front of the guy who passes it, forward pass. The hole it floated forward is bullcrap. Stand deeper, says Rexy from Coffs. Love the show. Good on you, Rexy. Just understand what you're saying, but in the pace of the game, that's impractical, that suggestion. I mean, it can float forward, can't it?
Especially when you get these fullbacks swinging around the back at speed and they just throw it. And it might not have, it might not look it, but it floats forward. And some of them are ridiculous. Some of them, they pass from behind the 10 and it's on the 7 meter line. So I don't know how,
Well, there was one the other week, I think it was Regan Campbell-Gillard scored. And it was a Gutho. He did a short pass and sort of stepped back. And the ref called a forward pass. Mm. Well, no, that was a flat pass.
Yeah.
That should have been a try. Yeah. I think it might have been the week before.
Yeah, if you step away on your pass, it looks like it goes forward. And the other one is if you get hit, like tackled, it can look forward when you pass the ball.
Yeah.
So there's plenty there that can look like a forward pass, but they come out of the hand backwards. But again, with this technology, I don't know how they rule on that, how accurate it is. But it's something that I'm sure the league are looking into. But that one on the weekend in that Manly game definitely wasn't forward.
We've got Josh Reynolds stepping in this morning for Pup. We'll be back tomorrow. And on the show this morning, we've got Gutho. Interesting to have a chat with Gutho after 7 o'clock this morning, after those reports about Parramatta potentially looking for another fullback or X-factor player, even ASAP. Adam Lafondra from Sydney FC will join us after the week off. They've got a big game against Western United coming off that 4-0 derby loss to the Wanderers. Bjorn Baker's coming up after 6:30 as well, probably still celebrating the Arapaho triumph in the Tankard on Saturday. And, he's got potentially two overpass and also Shades of Rose in the TJ Smith on Saturday. Chad Warner from the Swans, how good's he been? Well, for a while now, for 12 months really. And they've got a big game against Melbourne this weekend, the Swans, after starting 2-0.